To start off with on this healing school, I'm going to show you a few things in the Scripture about God that some of you may not know, because I didn't know these things. You know, I have heard over and over and over about this sweet, loving God that's up in the heavens that wants only good for me, and that He would never, ever put sickness and disease upon me. Have you ever heard that story? God would never put sickness on you. He would never kill a child. No, not God. He would never do those kind of things. Well, I got news for you. You didn't read the book. Because I'm going to show you some things in the book today that may be unique to you. Like, as I read these things, I learned about a God that was different than I'd heard about in church. Now then, I've also learned that if I want to know God and who He is, there's only one real place to learn about God and who He is, and that's in His Word. Because, I mean, you know, you can tell me anything, you know, kind of like the young man that I walked over, kind of like Dave did with that Muslim guy. I had a guy one day come to work on a piece of equipment when I was still an engineer in the workforce, and had a big forklift I was having trouble with, so I called a professional service company, and they sent out this workman, and he's back there, and I walk back there, and I watch him work on this big machine, and I walked up there, and after a few minutes, I said, "Son, are you a Christian?" Yeah. I said, "Where do you go to church?" He said, "I don't go to church." I said, "You're not a Christian." He said, "Yes, I am." I said, "No, God said in His Word, you are to go to church if you're a child of God." He said, "Me and God got a deal." I said, "Yeah, God made the deal, and He holds you accountable for it." Right. So I said, "If you say that you're a Christian and you don't obey Him, you're not His child." And that's going to take a lot of people to hell one day when they die.
That's right.
Because they think I'm okay. You know, they think that God's a good God and He would never send me to hell. So I can just walk down an aisle when I'm 10 or 15 or 20 years old, and then I can go to church on Christmas and Easter, and I'm okay. And I can live to be 90 years old and never have no sickness and disease. I got news for you. That ain't the God that's in this book. And I've had many experiences with Him, and today I'm going to show you some of these things, because Hebrews 13:8, we won't go there, but in Hebrews 13:8, He made you a promise. I am the same yesterday, today, and for how long?
Forever.
Forever. Does that mean God don't ever change?
Yes.
That means He don't ever change. That's right. He is the same. So I'm going to take you to Exodus 23, verses 20 through 27 to start out with. Now, like I said, you know, usually when I teach or speak or whatever, I try to give Dave a list of scriptures I'm going to use. But for this healing school, I didn't have time. And so, look at what He says in Exodus 23, verse 20. He says, "Behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared." Now, God's prepared a place for these people. But look what He tells us about this angel. Beware of him. Now, we have angels. You know that? But you need to beware of them. They don't play games. They're there to help you, as long as you're walking obedience to God's Word. But these servants come from God, and they have a standard, and they expect you and me to live it. "Now, behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in your way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice." Do you know all through the Scriptures that word obey is used over and over and over and over? And we don't believe it. Obey his voice, provoke him not. In other words, don't make your angel upset. "Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him." My name is in him. Now then, verse 22 and 23. "But if you shall indeed," but if. It's amazing how many times that "but" and "if" is used in the Scriptures. "But and if you obey his voice and do all that I speak." Now, how much are we supposed to do that God speaks?
All.
awe. What is it we don't understand about awe? You know, one day I'm going to do a teaching on this magnificent word, awe. It's obvious we don't understand it because he tells us to do all these wonderful things. And then if we do, we can do all these wonderful things. And I don't think we believe him anywhere. But we're learning. That's what our job is, to learn. And he says, and I will be, obey his voice and do all that I speak. And then after you do all that I speak, I will be an enemy unto your enemies and an adversary unto your adversary. Now then, who is our enemy? We fight not against what?
Flesh and blood.
Oh, okay. So if we don't fight against flesh and blood, then who is our enemy? An invisible enemy that you cannot see, which is called Satan and his host of demons. Now then, Satan and his host of demons, it may shock you to find out that Colossians chapter 1 says that all things were made by him and for him. Principalities, powers, dominions, powers, which includes Satan and his host of demons. All things were made by God and for him and for his glory. And nothing exists except he made it. So who made everything? God did. Who made Satan and his host of demons? God did. He made it all. He made it all for his glory. And now then that I'm studying the scriptures in such great detail, I can remember, I told somebody the other day, I said, you know, years ago when I didn't understand all these things, and I saw the sickness and disease and the devastation and the handicapped people and children and everything else, when I saw all this, and the people and starving, you know, you turn on one of these television shows, some guy's trying to work on your emotions, you know, to send them money, and they show you nothing but a bunch of starving people in Africa. Babies, flies crawling around on them. You see all that junk. I think, Lord, you know, now you got to remember where I was. I'm beginning to study the scripture, but don't know it very well. I said, God, I believe if I could have made the earth and the system, I could have done a better job than you did. Now, isn't that a little prideful?
Amen.
I believe I could have done a better job than God. But see, I was speaking as a fool. I was speaking out of knowledge. I didn't understand his system at all. I mean, you know, have you ever seen something? I mean, maybe you're driving down the road in a brand new car, and you ain't never done nothing but put a key in a car and turn it, and all of a sudden something's hard to work, or you don't understand, and you say, if I'd have built this thing, I could have done a better job. And you don't have a clue what you're talking about. Not a clue. Well, see, that's where I was with the Word of God. I didn't have a clue, God's system. But now that I'm beginning to understand, hey, he did a pretty good job.
Amen.
This thing's pretty awesome. You know, but I'm still just barely beginning to understand this. For he says, my angel shall go before you and bring you into the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Now then, verse 24 and 25. Thou shalt not bow down to their gods. Now, is that pretty clear? So, you shall not bow down to their God, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but you shall utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images.
Amen. That's right.
Now then, how many people, now I know I'm going to hit us all because it hit me for a lot of years. Now I go back, I don't do this anymore, but I used to come in the afternoon and I would have dinner with my family or something, and then I would sit down and spend 2 or 3 hours in front of that tube. Now, I know none of y'all ever been guilty of that besides me. But I used to sit there and watch some of the stuff. And when I went to work in the morning, oh, I was a country and western fan. That Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song, I mean, I heard that 10,000 times. You know? I mean, I like that junk. I mean, I like that stuff, you know? That showed you right there I was very worldly. Very. Did God ever do any miracles for me back in those days? No. Not one. Did he ever answer a prayer for me? No. Did I ever get any revelation from the Word of God? No. I was spending too much time with the world. In other words, technically speaking, I'm over here with a prostitute. And then when I come home to my wife for a few minutes one day out of the month, where have you been? Oh, I mean, I stayed with 14 different prostitutes this month. You think she's going to welcome me home?
No.
She says that too. No, absolutely not. Well, what do you think God's going to do to us when we spend all of our time with these spiritual prostitutes?
Amen.
We're bowed down in front of the television set. We're bowed down in front of the radio. We're bowed down in front of the newspaper. We got all of our special magazines. But the Word of God, it's sitting on your table collecting dirt.
Help us, Lord.
And you never read it. So you just go by what somebody tells you. You do go to church once in a while on Sunday. Maybe you go every Sunday. But you just go by what that preacher preaches you in 15 or 20 minutes, and or maybe a half hour. You know, but if he goes past a half hour, forget it. I ain't going back down there to that church no more. That preacher is too long-winded. You know, I mean, good grief, you know. What does God want me to do? I mean, isn't 1 hour on Sunday more than sufficient? No. You know how much God wants you?
All.
Oh, hey, Frank, you're getting a hold of that, aren't you? He wants you all the time, doesn't he? And when you give yourself to him all the time, life's much better, isn't it?
Yes.
Amen. Much better. Praise the Lord. And he says there that we shall utterly overthrow their gods. Now then, when Dave stopped to help that Muslim boy the other day, he's literally overthrowing that boy's God. He knows what power he's got in the name of Jesus. So, you know, whenever you walk up to pray for somebody, isn't it amazing? You go up here as a boy tore up and slid across the ground on a motorcycle. And he's tore up. You know he's hurting. Well, he may not be hurting. He may be numb. But he's going to hurt in a little while. And you go up and start to pray over him, and he don't want you to pray over him. But now, who do we fight against? The devil and his host of demons. The devil doesn't want Dave to pray over that boy. God wants Dave to pray over that Muslim. And so Dave was obedient to stop and pray over that boy. And do you know what? If tomorrow, since we don't know who he was or where he's at, if the next morning that boy wakes up, no pain, and he's healed, he's going to think, you know, Allah ain't never done this for me. Where was that guy that said he was a Christian? Maybe I ought to seek him out. Now, see, that's the way we're supposed to be doing things. And most of us as Christians don't do that. We don't put him first. We put the other gods first. And that's why we don't never see God do a miracle or a healing for us. And that's also why many of us in the church are sick. We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.